Superhuman, The Bulletproof Plan to Age Backward and Maybe Even Live Forever, by Dave Asprey. This is the author. To my children, Anna, 12, and Alan, 9, who diligently sat by my side and edited this book in a way that genuinely helped make it better, it's my sincere hope that when you are both over 100 years old, you'll let me help you edit whatever you're creating. I plan to be there for you. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Dylan Thomas. Introduction. Your ancestors were biohackers. 100,000 years ago, two cavemen struggled to keep their families alive during a particularly harsh winter. As the wind howled, one wrapped himself in animal skins, checked that the fire was big enough to keep his family from freezing, and made the dangerous trek to a neighboring cave. He ducked his head to avoid banging his overhanging brow at the entrance, shivered as he noticed the dark cave was scarcely warmer than the air outside, and shouted excitedly, "Thog, I have discovered something amazing. You have to see this." Thog reluctantly wrapped himself in animal skins and ventured into his neighbor's impossibly warm and well-lit cave, where he saw the world's very first man-made fire. "Isn't this incredible?" the caveman said. "I am using this right now to keep my cave warm. See how happy my kids are? Do you want me to show you how I'm doing it?" Thog was skeptical. He knew fire was dangerous. When lightning struck a tree, the resulting wildfire could burn forests, not to mention humans who were dumb enough to get too close. He and all the other cave dwellers had survived winter, for the most part, without fire. They huddled together and shared their food, and everyone got along. Fire might be harder to share. What if only some cavemen had access to its warmth? "No thanks," Thog grunted. "I'm good." And he shivered his way back to his cold, dark.